Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Feels good, don't it?
Appeal. is the basic way to say it, I guess. I think it has. I think that there are some problems with it. I think that we need to, ever since Steve Jobs is gone, rest his soul, we are in a bad situation, in my opinion. You know, they don't have it. Every time they go to release something, it's non-impressive to me. So we actually ask you today, do you think the iPhone has lost its appeal? Dan Stegner said, get a Galaxy 3. This is all from Facebook. Veronica Horton said a Galaxy 4 is amazing. And Tristan Carpenter said the iPhone is still in, but I'm finding that more people like Samsung lately. Do you agree with her? Live in the studio right now, call 619-638-8513. That is 619-638-8513. Make sure that you hit 1 so the producer knows you want to chime in on this topic. Once again, has the iPhone lost its appeal? I'm thinking it has. We just have to see. What do you think? We would like to welcome everyone in the United States and around the world. You are listening to the number one show, All You Need to Know Radio. And I'm your host, Luke Diesel. We need to pay some bills. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Everybody, that was Nirvana. We are going to play you a film clip from Matthew McConaughey's new movie. He lost a lot of weight to play a person who is dying of the AIDS virus. It's called the Dallas Buyers Club. Take a listen.
You've tested positive for HIV. Have you ever used intravenous drugs? Have you ever engaged in homosexual conduct?
Homo. Did you say homo?
You made a mistake. That ain't me.
Mr. Woodruff?
We estimate you have 30 days left.
Newsflash, y'all.
There ain't nothing out there can kill Ron Woodruff in 30 days.
Them drugs.
They just released their testing, and I know this hospital's one of the sites I need
it. It doesn't work that way, Mr. Woodruff.
Where are you going?
They got good meds out of Mexico. That's better than what you can get here in the States.
Yes, protein, totally non-toxic.
And you can't buy this in the USA?
Not approved.
You could be making a fortune off of this.
You look great.
Actually, I look amazing.
Anything to declare? Nada.
They're importing illegal drugs for sale. It's a very serious offense.
They're not illegal. They're merely unapproved.
I've been looking for you, Lone Star.
Listen, Tinkerbell, unless you got more cash or new clients, I'm busy.
You don't deserve our money.
Cut you in. 5%.
25. Take it or leave it.
Welcome to the Dallas Buyers Club.
You treating these people?
They're treating themselves.
Well, I ain't selling drugs. I'm selling membership.
Walker, Dorsett, these are patients?
Yes, sir.
They're also the names of players on the Dallas Cowboys.
That's a hell of a coincidence.
The hell is it?
I have a court order permitting us to confiscate any and all non-FDA-approved supplements.
We need a new guy.
Check Amsterdam, Ghana, and Israel.
We can do business with you.
Why are we here?
Nice restaurant, beautiful woman. That's where I feel like a human again.
Mr. Woodruff, what is going on?
People are dying.
You're nothing more than a common drug dealer.
TJ, this is Rayon.
Freaking homo.
Oh!
One life.
You ain't alone.
You want to mean something?
Just let me be your ticket home.
Okay, everybody, don't touch that dial. OTEP is getting ready to join us. Let me tell you something. We're going to get real personal with her. We're not just going to talk about her music. Give you a heads up. We're going to talk about bullying. We're even going to talk about Syria. Can't wait to hear her opinions on this. Now, the new movie by Hugh Jackman and Jake Gyllenhaal, it's called Prisoners. If you would like to chime in on the iPhone story, call 619-638-8513. That is 619-638-8513. Make sure you press 1 so the producer knows you'd like to be part of the show. Now here is Prisoners, coming out soon. Take a listen.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Can I take Joy to our house?
Wear a hat, please. You're just getting over a cold.
Where are your sisters?
I can't find them.
Anna? Joy?
I checked the entire house. They're not here.
They weren't outside. It's starting to rain, I think.
Yeah, there was this RV, and they were playing on it. We thought there was someone inside.
You wait here.
Let me go. I couldn't find them.
911.
Detective Loki.
Do you have children, Detective?
I'm going to find your daughters.
Caller reported an RV was parked at a rest stop off Route 46.
Show me your hands! Where'd you put those girls? Where are they?
What do you got?
We didn't find anything. This thing's clean.
That boy has never been in trouble a day in his life.
They're letting him go.
What?
The police said they're letting him go today.
Why aren't you sending someone out to go arrest this guy?
Well, he has the IQ of a 10-year-old. There's no way that he could abduct two girls and then make them disappear.
Maybe he wasn't on his own.
We're considering all possibilities.
I don't think you are considering all possibilities.
Just let me do my job.
4 days have passed since Anna Dover and Joy Birch were last seen by their families.
I have 9 level 3 offenders living within a 10-mile radius. Keep knocking on doors.
Mind if I take a look around?
What are you telling me his name?
He said he took them.
Did he say he was with anybody?
We found something.
Every day she's wondering why I'm not there. Me, not you. Not you. But me!
What in the world did you do?
Someone has to make him talk or they're gonna die. 5 days we got now. We're running out of time.
We don't even know that it's him.
He left on someone and he knows where this guy is.
Why aren't you telling me?
This thing is right.
Why?
This guy's a fake. The girls are still out there.
Everybody, welcome back to All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, Luke Beisel, heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Make sure you don't touch this dial. You need to call 619-638-8513 to hear our interview with OTEP that's going to happen live in like 15 minutes. OTEP, amazing. Cannot wait to ask her some pretty personal questions. We're going to ask her what she actually thinks about this artist, which is our song pick of the week, which is Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus has been making headlines everywhere after her MTV Video Music Award performance with Married Man, Robin Thicke, while they did his single Blurred the Lines. And let me just tell you something. If you thought it was a surprise to Robin Thicke's wife, their performance, she actually said there were other parts of their performance that were raunchier than this foam finger, excuse me, live show. All right, so all you need to know radio's song pick of the week is Miley Cyrus, which has made a record in vivo. And the video in this song is actually pretty good. Miley Cyrus, is she a genius or just lucky? Here's Wrecking Ball, and this is All You Need to Know Radio's song pick of the week. And everyone in the United States and around the world, it's new, it's dangerous, and it's in your face, and it's Miley Cyrus, Wrecking Ball. All You Need to Know Radio's song pick of the week. Take a listen.
We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love no one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I can never lie, running for my life. I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball. I never.
Alright, everybody, that was Lover or Hater. Right now, she is everything everyone's talking about. In fact, we're going to ask OTEP what she thinks of hashtag Miley Cyrus. Hashtag OTEP at All You Need Radio on Twitter. Send us your questions. Who knows? Maybe we'll ask OTEP your question. All right, let's get back to the iPhone. I think the iPhone is actually losing its appeal. What do you think? Get involved in the show. Let's hear from you. 619-638-8513. That is 619-638-8513. Make sure you press 1 so the producer knows that you would like to be a part of the topic. Has the iPhone lost its appeal? Because let me tell you something. When Apple released its supposed new iPhone, Apple shares dropped by 5% after the new iPhone launch because investors are fearing the handsets, at $549 to $849. Are they too expensive? Would you spend that on a cell phone? Live in the studio right now, 619-638-8513. That is 619-638-8513. At All You Need Radio, hashtag All You Need to Know Radio, hashtag iPhone. We want to know what you think. All right, let's keep going. Apple shares fell 5%. The share price ended at a one-month low of $467.24 at midday after at least three brokerages downgraded the stock. It is the thought that investors were put off by the price of the handsets, especially the so-called cheap iPhone 5C, which starts at $469. I think that's insane. Claiming they weren't low enough for Apple to attract new customers, especially in the emerging markets, and of course, China. China pretty much owns the United States as much money as we owe them. We should change our name to the United States of China. I mean, we owe them so much money, it's not even funny. So, has the iPhone lost its appeal? That's what we're talking about today. Also, we're in a very special edition of All You Need to Know Radio, and that's because the amazing Otep Shemaya is going to be joining us live. So when you hear this, that actually could mean Otep is with us. It could mean we're just playing the video for you. If you have an idea what that video is, go to @YouNeedRadio, #AllYouNeedToKnowRadio, #Otep. Tell us what song you think that is. All right, so right now we are talking about the iPhone losing its appeal. It is to investors anyway. You know, right now, why is China so important to Apple's success? Around a third of the world's handsets are sold in China to 500 million people. Yet only 12% of these phones are made by Apple. That is pretty amazing. Why? I don't get that. I don't understand. I don't understand that at all. It is craziness here. The way this is reading, the vendor's Samsung is 15.5 of 17.6% of the market. Apple is all the way down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Apple's number 7. Whenever Steve Jobs left us, Apple, I think, is doomed. I think that if they don't come out with something that is simply mind-blowing, they might as well hang it up. Because for me, the iPhone S is a joke. I mean, the Apple products themselves are not impressive anymore. And the way that other advertisers are going after them by actually using the voices that, you know, Siri uses on an iPhone, it's pretty amazing. I've never seen anything like that. Whoop, what's that noise? No, she's not quite with us, but Otep will be joining us pretty soon. Make sure if you want to hear us talk to Otep, call 619-638-8513. That is 619-638-8513. We are talking right now about the iPhone. Has it lost its appeal? Investors seem to think it has. Down by 5.4% after it launches a new product. Now, here's the problem with this. When you launch a new product, here's a hint. Your stock's supposed to go up, not down. So the problem with this is that the Apple people, whoever took Steve Jobs' position, and I'm ashamed to tell you, I honestly don't know who it is, because it's so disinteresting at this point. I don't know. It's just, I'm not really sure what they can do, because I'm telling you right now, when my contract is up, I'm switching, unless they come out with something just completely blows my mind. But my mom just got a Galaxy. She loves it. Personally, I see the Galaxy and I see the password thing that you have to enter with your finger, and it gives me a headache trying to see that. So real quick, if you're joining us right now, you are listening to All You Need to Know Radio. and we are heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. I am Luke Diesel, your host, and coming up in the next few minutes, we have the Queen of Metal herself, Otep Shemaya, and I'm kind of excited because I just noticed that Otep just retweeted us. So that means she is headed our way, which we're very excited about. So once again, everybody out there, I want you to listen to the beginning of this song, and then I want you to go to at All You Need Radio on Twitter, then do hashtag All You Need to Know Radio, then do hashtag OTEP. Tell us what song you think this is. Okay, that's all you get. Once again, go and tell us what you think the name of the song is by going to at All You Need Radio, hashtag OTEP. Tell us what song you think it is, and we actually may announce you on the radio. So, what do you think, guys? Has the iPhone lost its touch? I'm thinking it might have. I don't know. I don't know what we're going to be able to do to get it. I don't know. I'm not excited about it anymore. I'm just not excited. Well, that means we need to go to break. Once again, you're listening to All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, Luke Diesel. OTEP, the Queen of Metal herself, will be joining us live. Now, you heard the song we just played, so we want you to go to our Twitter page and do at You Need Radio, hashtag Queen of Metal, hashtag OTEP, hashtag All You Need to Know Radio, and then the name of whatever song we just played. We'll be right back. Thank you so much for joining us. We feel so honored that you're blowing up our phones right now. If you don't get in line on our phones right now, you may not get to hear this interview that we're about to do with OTEP. 619-638-8513. Go tell all your friends right now, because if you don't call in, you may not get to hear it until later. Here's Madonna, Turn Up the Radio, on her MD&A last album. I'm stuck like a moth to a flame. I'm so tired of playing this game. I don't know how I got to this state. Let me out on my case, cause I'm dying. Turn up the radio. Turn up the radio. The best we've ever wanted to go. We gotta turn up the radio. Everybody, your last chance to go to All You Need Radio, Hashtag Queen of Metal. Hashtag OTEP. Hashtag All You Need to Know Radio. And then tell us what the name of this song is. Now remember what I told you when you heard this. What does that mean? Everybody stay tuned for the amazing, the one, the only, the Queen of Metal herself, OTEP. Call 619-638-8513 and hear our interview with her live. We're going to ask her all kinds of personal questions, from what's going on in Syria, bullying, even what she thinks about the craziness of Miley Cyrus. And we're going to ask her, is she really going on tour? Or is it a rumor? We're going to find out. You're listening to All You Need to Know Radio. I'm your host, Luke Diesel. And here we go. Heard of this artist. Our next guest is an artist, activist, a 2010 GLAAD nominee, an intellectual loudmouth with a fearless passion for justice and preservation of the arts. She is a true artist, and she writes her own music, and she is simply amazing live. If you have ever heard this, then you have probably seen the amazing OTEP live. Take a listen.
Hush, little baby. Don't make a sound. Hush, little baby. Don't make a move. This is gonna hurt me more than you.
So if you've just joined us, you are listening to All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, Luke Diesel, and let me see if we have the amazing Queen of Metal, OTEP herself. Let me see if she has made it in the studio. OTEP, are you there? Okay, so OTEP has not made it with us yet, so let me treat you guys to one of OTEP's songs, and it's off her latest album, Apex Predator, the video Apex Predator. Over 400,000 people have watched it, and you guys get to listen to it right here. If you love OTEP, hashtag OTEP at All You Need Radio at Twitter. Let's listen to Apex Predator by the amazing OTEP on All You Need to Radio. Here you go.
Hush,
All right, everybody, that was the amazing Queen of Metal herself, Otep Shemaya. And let me tell you something, if you've ever heard this before, you've seen this artist live. Listen.
Hush, little baby. Don't make a sound. Hush, little baby. Don't make a move. This is gonna hurt me more than you.
All right, everybody, welcome back to All You Need to Know Radio. I am Luke Diesel, and the Queen of Metal herself, Otep, is joining us live. Welcome, Otep.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. It is so great to finally meet you after hearing so much about you, Otep.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
No problem. Once again, let's remind everybody you're listening to All You Need to Know Radio. And we are heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. And I am your host, Luke Diesel. And we have Otep live with us. All right, Otep, if you don't mind, we want to talk to you a little bit about other things about your music, if that's okay. Then we definitely want to get to your music. Is that okay with you?
Fire away.
Let's jump right in. Do you think President Obama is doing the right thing with the Syria crisis?
By threatening to drone strike the hell out of military targets inside Syria? Is that what you mean?
Yes, ma'am.
Is Obama, yeah, of course. I do. I mean, it works. I don't want to see us get into another war. I don't want to see any of us dedicate more money and time and military lives towards another conflict. We've been in and out of conflict for the past 13 years. However, when a ruthless dictator gasses 400 children in their sleep, murders them in their sleep, hideously, it's a terrible, terrible death. Someone has to do something. And it's a strange thing because you had conservatives who falsified evidence to get us into to the Iraq war. They were screaming for that. They were making it so that anybody that opposed going into Iraq on falsified evidence of weapons of mass destruction, they said that you were anti-American, you hated the troops, you were not patriotic, you were actually treasonous in that defiance. And now, just because it's President Obama, who we have strong evidence that the Assad regime has used chemical weapons against their own people, which are weapons of mass destruction. You have these same conservatives who just oppose him at every turn simply because it is President Obama. I think his plan worked. He said, we know that the United States government challenged the Assyrian government and said, do you have chemical weapons? They said, maybe we do, maybe we don't. And then President Obama said, well, then how about we just bomb the hell out of your military? And then he said, oh, you mean chemical weapons. Sorry, yes, of course, chemical weapons. We have chemical weapons. And now they're in one afternoon, after just the hint of military strikes from the United States Armed Forces, the Syrians buckled. And now they're talking about turning over chemical weapons. They're admitting they have chemical weapons. They want to dispose of them with the United Nations. Russia's gotten involved now and trying to take credit for it. And you have conservatives like Rush Limbaugh and all of Fox News who are saying that they stand by President Putin and they're denouncing President Obama. And it's just this really weird place where liberals seem to be much stronger on military and defense than conservatives are, and it's a really strange, wild world that we're existing in at the moment. But I think President Obama is a very thoughtful, deliberate, and intelligent person. He handled this. It's like a game of chess, and he just checkmate all those cats. And I applaud him for it. I mean, he got the Syrians to turn over their chemical weapons without even, you know, having to drop one missile, without sending in one troop. It's amazing.
I personally think he's brilliant. Like,
yeah, I mean,
said.
Diplomacy. It's all the elements of warfare without it committing to war, using diplomatic measures first, which is what we should have done and you should do anytime we are going to use American military might, which is an investment of soldiers' lives and also our tax dollars. Diplomatic measures should always come first, and smart diplomatic measures. And President Obama did a fantastic job.
You know, and I personally say to all the Congress that is not standing behind the office of the president and commander-in-chief, they need to shut the hell up and support this country, because this country needs to see – all the other countries need to see us united, not fighting
well,
each other.
We've been living under – we've got war fatigue. That's true. But, you know, I think it's just hypocritical for Republican – members of Congress, especially those that supported the Iraq War, they supported Bush when he wanted to just, you know, invade every country that he, you know, on a whim. I think that it's hypocritical of them to take a stand against Syria and against President Obama. And the only reason why they're doing it is because it's President Obama. I mean, Mitch McConnell has said, and he's one of the leaders of the Republican Party, that their only mission in as Republicans in Congress is to oppose President Obama no matter what it is. And and that's detrimental to our country. It's detrimental to our citizens. I'm surprised he's still in office. I can't believe that people haven't stood up, working class people haven't stood up, and military people haven't stood up and said, hey, what, you know, this isn't America. This isn't, you know, we can disagree on certain things, but we're all supposed to have each other's back.
Absolutely. If you're just joining us, Queen of Metal, OTEP, needs no introduction, but you are listening to All You Need to Know Radio, heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio, hashtag OTEP on our Twitter account, All You Need If You Love OTEP. Well, I just fell in love with OTEP even more because I found out you're against bullying. Tell me about that.
Sure. I mean, I've been against bullying, I guess, since I was as long as I can remember. Never liked bullies. I know people when I was younger, they tried to bully me. That didn't work out too well for them. and I feel like it's a dangerous place now. And maybe, you know, bullying's always been around, but it recently get a lot of media attention because which I guess put a big bright spotlight on what was going on in schools. As soon as we forget, we think, oh, we've evolved so much that this stuff still doesn't go on. But also because alternative lifestyles and counterculture have been started to become more accepted and just part of our culture. So people who are a little bit different, people who are, you know, gay and lesbian, people who are artistic, started to live out loud, and they started to live their lives as just as normally as anybody else, and that threatened a lot of people. So with the advent of social media, that gave bullies even more weaponry to attack those that they feel threatened by, and that's usually what it is. It's like you're too a bully will see someone who threatens their existence because they live life freely, because they don't encounter the same type of fear that bullies seem to have, and so they want to diminish that really unique flame. They want to put that out. And unfortunately, it's really easy if on the internet to do that because you're behind a computer, you're anonymous, nobody can really get at you, so you can say anything you want on the internet. And some kids, you know, they're not emotionally equipped to handle all of that. So we've taken a stand, my music, my fans, my band, to stand up for, you know, for those kids who dare to live their lives on their own terms, and, you know, try to give them as much inspiration and hope that they're never alone. They can always find an ally within the OTEP tribe, and that, you know, they shouldn't allow anybody to define their lives or what makes them happy. And that, you know, all of this is just a page in the long, long book that is their life, and they should just keep on living it until this chapter's over, and then there'll be another even better chapter that they're going to start writing.
Well, and I know this sounds like everybody's probably heard this, but it does get better. And the Trevor
Project, I think, is something... The Trevor Project is great, but, you know, it does get better, but you have to have an active role in making it get better. And a lot of that has to do with, you know, just not caring what people that you might consider a bully thinks about you, or, you know, you just have to embrace those that do care about you and you know, love yourself first and move ahead.
If you're just joining us, we have the amazing Otep Shemaya in studio with us, talking about a variety of things.
Mm-hmm.
Otep, let's move to another reason I fell in love with you. You're a vegan. That's what
I'm
reading.
Vegetarian.
Tell me it's the truth.
Well, I'm a vegetarian. I'm not a vegan. I'm a vegetarian.
Okay, tell me the difference, dog, since I just screwed that up.
A vegan won't eat anything that comes from an animal. So whether even if, you know, vegetarians won't eat anything that's dead. So some vegetarians still eat, they consume cheese and milk, dairy products, basically. But no leather, no, they don't wear leather, they don't, you know, vegetarians and vegans don't, they try to avoid anything that's dead. But vegans take it one step further and won't eat anything that comes from an animal product. That includes honey, because honey comes from bees, so they eat agave instead. And my lifestyle of being a moral vegetarian shifts back and forth between being vegetarian to pescatarian, which means I occasionally will eat fish as long as they're caught in the wild. And but that's changing because of what happened with the nuclear reactor in Japan. So I've actually diminished my fish intake quite a bit. But also being an ovo pescatarian, which means ovo means egg, and so sometimes I will eat organic eggs and farm fresh, free range eggs that are from chickens that live outside and have a good life.
Well, and being a vegetarian, I've also heard you're a workout nut. Did I read on the internet yesterday that you deadlifted 260 pounds?
You heard correctly. That's right. Yeah. No, I'm my guitar player Aristotle is sort of a fitness guru, and he's introduced the entire band to this really remarkable fitness program that he's concocted. It involves Olympic lifting and specific dietary regimen that has just changed my life. And he's showed me a lot of different things that have increased my strength. So yeah, I mean, I broke my foot back in April, I think. Between February and April, I can't exactly remember when it was, but I broke it in three places, and so all of my personal bests within my fitness regimen have gone down. I was at 270 on deadlift, and now I've just worked back up to 260. But you know, I think people they hear vegetarian, they think, oh, you're not going to be able to have enough protein, you're not going to be able to have, it's going to make you weak. You need meat to be strong, and you know that's not true. I lift double my body weight plus weight, so I think I'm been much healthier since I switched my diet.
It's just absolutely freaking amazing, and it's just a good role model to the women out there today.
I appreciate
that.
Thank you.
Let's talk about this for a second. My producer did a quick research of you. And on Facebook, guys, she has over 414,000 people. Twitter, over 35,000 people. And her Instagram is over 8,000 people. So I know, or right at, or almost 8,000. And I even think there's other sites out there that support you, Otep. How amazing at the just you typing in something goes out to that mass amount of people. How amazing feeling is that?
I mean, it's an honor. I never expected to have that many people following me on Facebook or Twitter or all of our social media, but we've always been a very strong, we've always been sort of a social media powerhouse, especially for an underground extreme band. We sort of top all those lists of followers on social media, and it's just nice to be able to communicate with fans in that way. I mean, I don't look at it as it's some magical thing. To me, it's just, it's a remarkable way to communicate with our fans and stay in contact with them, and it you know, I'm honored. It grows every day. It's pretty amazing.
Okay.